The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Brachas Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara says in Amen Alpha, about a third of the way down the Amid, Tanu Rabbanon, Haroya Chachmi Yisrael, Oime Baruch Shecholak Michokmos Ilireyev. One sees Michachmi Yisrael, makes, recites the Bracha B'Shemu Malchus, Shecholak Michokmos Ilireyev. Blessed is the one, Baruch, who has given of his Chochmo Ilireyev to those that fear him. Chachmi Oive Kechom, somebody sees one of the great intellectuals of the Oivdei Kechovim. Oime Baruch Shinosan Michochmosoi Libriyosov. The Lashon is somewhat different. It's also Chochmosoi, but whereas those that have Chochmos HaTeiro, the bracha that refers to them is Shinosan Shecholak Michochmosoi. By Chachmi Oive Kechovim, the bracha is Shinosan Michochmosoi. One chiluk. The other chiluk is Lireyov Chachmi Yisrael. Their title is Lireyov, and the title of Chachmei Oivei Kechovim is Lebos of Adam. The Gemara in front of us actually is Goyis Lebriyos of the Goyin, and that Goyis of God changes the gears to Bos of Adam. That's the way we say the bracha. These brachas are brought in Shulchan Aruch and Erechaim Reish Chavdal, the brachas of Birchas Haroya. Haroya Malchei Yisrael, in the same vein, the Gemara continues, Haroya Malchei Yisrael, Oime Baruch Shecholak Michvoidei Lireyov, Malchei Oivdei Kechovim, Oime Baruch Shenosan Michvoidei Lebriyosov. Again, over here we find the same chiluk. Malchei Yisrael are referred to as Lireyov, and it's Shecholak Michvoidei Lireyov. Malchus is Kovoid, so it's Shecholak Michvoidei, and they are considered Lireyov. Malchei Oivdei Kechovim is Shenosan, as we said before, by Chachmei Oivdei Kechovim, and again, Lebriyosov Lebos Vedom, and not Lireyov. Before we delve into what the chiluk is between Shecholak and Shenosan, just some of the basic halachas of these brachas. Who exactly is Chachmei Yisrael is questionable. Ask every place if you'll get a different opinion. Is there b'chalal adargo of Chachmei Yisrael b'zman hazeh? Does it have to be Chachmei Yisrael that were shoyra upon them a high level of Ruach HaKodesh as in the Deir Sagamayim? This is not clear. Most places can hold that there definitely is somebody who you could say the bracha on. Not clear exactly who. If you'll ask some of the places coming out, it's only somebody who, only one of the Gedolei Yisrael that is considered to have total command of Kol HaTorah Kula and the Siyata Deshmaya to be able to paskin Kol HaTorah Kula. Rav Eliyoshev Zalbizunzen Shtag Zayn. Years ago they used to make the bracha on Rav Shach, on Rav Moshe Feinstein. There are those that make the bracha today on Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Beyond that, I don't know who the bracha could be made on. Again, they have the same question, Lahav Delel of Habdolis. Who exactly is Malchei Oivdei Kechovim? Malchei Oivdei Kechovim, does that refer to the head of state of every country? One can make a bracha. I've heard in the name of Eliyoshev Zalbizunzen Zayn that the bracha of who's considered Malchei Oivdei Kechovim, only a king that has the power to execute, the power of life and death. The President of America does not have the power of life and death, even though he can direct the army, which does result in life and death, but he does not have the power to execute at will. There's a judicial system which he's kafuf to. So many Paiskim hold that you can't make the bracha. Other Paiskim hold that the bracha is made not so much on the power of the king, but the kvoidoy of the king, which is the lashon of the bracha, the ceremony, the pomp, what the office of the president stands for. So others hold you could say. I remember when I was much younger, the Bava Rebbe, there was a meeting in the White House, I think in 1978, 1979, and the Bava Rebbe said the bracha in front of all the other rabbanim that were there, B'Shem Malchus, on Jimmy Carter. Let's forget about Jimmy Carter's personal qualities, but as far as what he represented, at least in the year 1978, today he doesn't represent anything, but what he represents in the year 1978 could be Kvoidei Shemalchus, in which case there were Rabbonim that held that you can make the bracha over him. There are others that say you can't make the bracha on the American president because the office of president is an elective There's no kvoidoi shomalkus when you're at the mercy of the constituency of the country. You have to be nominated, you have to be elected, you have to win a majority in the electoral college. That's not kvoidoi of malchus. Kvoidoi malchus is when something is hereditary, in which case you'd be able to make the bracha over the Queen of England, even though she has very little power, much less power today than the American president. But as far as pomp, ceremony, and kvoidei shomalchus, she's more to be considered a melech than American president. So on and so forth, the debate rages exactly who these brachas could be made over. One last point, I heard that many years ago, one of the Gedolei Yisrael was asked, 70, 80 years ago, if a bracha of shenosan, mechochmose, lebos vedom, can be made over Albert Einstein. To which the Gadol said, siznishkin chochma farayid, oisig zayin in chochma sagoyim. Translated as, there's no madrega in a yid who stood at the foot of Har Sinai. It's not chokhmah for him to be Isaac, to be the father of modern physics, to be the the one who discovered how the natural world works, which is really the subject of what I'd like to discuss, what the chilek is, shecholak and shenosan. It's really captures the point nicely. What is the chiluk between Shecholak and Shenosan? Why are Goyim, Chachomim, Melochim, as opposed to Yidin, Chachomim and Melochim, treated with a title of Shenosan, whereas Chachmei Klal Yisrael, Malchei Klal Yisrael, are considered Shecholak? What is the translation of the word Shecholak and Shenosan? The Maral, in his Nesivis HaTorah Perek Yudalud, says that Shenosan is something which is outside of oneself. A person could give a present to somebody. The present no longer belongs to the giver. The present now belongs to the receiver. Not only that, but it's not necessarily true that the presence of the present, Biyad HaMekabel, defines the relationship between the Nais and the Mekabel. If I give something to somebody else, it used to be mine, now it's his. The fact that it's his now does not define a relationship between me and him. It could be that there's a relationship that caused me to give it. It could be that there's a relationship that was fostered or created because of my giving the present, but it's not inherent in the present itself. Of course, when we talk about a wedding ring, so the wedding ring defines the bond between husband and wife, and over there, that's why when we put the tefillin, when we put the ring of the tefillin around our finger in the morning, we say ve'eras tichli lo'ilam, because that is that present, the Rabban Shalom gives us tefillin, creates and renews and strengthens the kesher that we have with the Rabban Shalom. But shecholak, the Maral explains, refers not to a nesina. Cholak is a giving of oneself. When one gives chokhmah, one can give chokhmah, one could give, impart information, or one could create a relationship with one's Talmud, that the Talmud is a continuation of the Rebbe. We understand that when Torah is taught the way it should be taught, then the Talmud is forged in a link, similar to the idea of a ring. Ring means it connects two things simultaneously. The ring is not given from the Chos and the Kala, put on the Kala's finger. The ring binds the Chos, even though the Kala is the one who wears it, but the ring is like something that binds two things together, like a link on a chain. And the ring binds the Chos and the Kala together. So too, when a Rebbe gives over Torah to a Talmud, that the Torah that's taught binds that Rebbe and Talmud as links on a chain stretching all the way back to Hazina. Shecholak michochmose lireyov is, the Pshat lireyov, says the Maral, refers to the status. Yira is not an emotional state. Yira is something that one sees. When one's conscious process of living, when one lives with a conscious awareness of the Rabban Shalom, and it permeates his to the point of Yira, or as the Pasuk says, Vayiru Amis Hashem, Vayaminu Bashem Uvamoshe Avdei, they saw the Rabban Shalom, and then they feared the Rabban Shalom, they believed in Hashem, Vayaminu Bashem Uvamoshe Avdei, and then which means, ultimately, that they were then ready to be Mekabel Torah from the Rabban Shalom through the offices of Moshe Rabbeinu, which means that the Madrega of Lireyov is somebody who is permeated, saturated with an awareness of the Rabban Shalom. So when the Rabban Shalom is Mezaka, that person with a degree of Chokmah, and again, when we make this bracha, we're not talking about book knowledge,
When we talk about Rav Eliyashiv, Zolvizun Zayin, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zolvizun Zayin, other G'dayli Yisrael, making this bracha is not a declaration of their knowledge, even though it's true that Rav Chaim Kanievsky knows a phenomenal amount of book knowledge, and you could ask him any place, call it Torah Kula, but more importantly, it refers to his awareness level of the Rabbanu Shlalem, in his awareness level of what Torah really is, and this expresses itself in Rav Chaim Kanievsky's ability to answer on the spot on anything ranging from medical issues to complicated marital issues to halacha, in any area of halacha, area of modern halacha, which needs somebody to bring old sources to new shilas, and so on and so forth. That ability to marshal, to conquer, and to see the whole mitzius of everything in the world today as an expression of Torah, and what Torah has to say about it, is the yiru, the ri'ir that we're referring to when we talk about shechola mechokhmas liriv, and that's why the bracha is shechola. The chachmei ha-Torah are to be seen as an expression of the extension, so to speak, of the Rebbein Shem. As the Gemara tells us, es Hashem elekecho l'rabbo is tamid hachomim. How could somebody be an extension, a ribuy, onto es Hashem elekecho? A Talmud Chochem, who is Lireyov, the Chochem that he has, is an extension, shecholak mechochmosoy Lireyov. A goy that has Chochma is a special maton. The Rebbein Shem gives, endows brains, talents, focus, energy, inspiration to certain people. Of course, a lot of genius is not just talent, it needs hard work. I had Thomas Edison say, genius is 1% is 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration. Of course, it takes hard work even to invent the light bulbs. You don't have to, it doesn't only take hard work to learn a pshat and a tesis and a rajbo to pass in a difficult shaila of dini nefashis. But, notwithstanding that fact, the chokhmah that a goy has is a nesino. There's no relationship inherent in the fact that the Rebbein Shem saw fit to give that person, that goy, that chokhmah. Albert Einstein did not have a meaningful, conscious relationship with his maker, even though he believed in the Rebbein Shem, mikoyach, the physics that he dealt into, mikoyach, the wonders of the natural world that he saw, but it was not a relationship on the level of shecholak, because he was not on the level of lireyov. And this is the same thing as true, malchei Yisrael, malchei Yisrael, the difference between a David HaMelech and a King George, or an Abraham Lincoln, is that one's kvoidoy is an expression of kvoidoy of his master, of the Rebbeinu Shlom. He represents the splendor and the glory of Malchus Shemaim in this world. So the bracha that we make on him is Shecholak Mei, Shecholak Mikvoidoy, Lireyot, as opposed to Malchus Goyim, Malchus Yerichom, where we make the bracha Shenosan Mikvoidoy, Lebosor Vadom. In somewhat of a related concept, let's go back to an earlier Gemara on the same moment. Tana Rabbanan, Haraya Uchlasay Yisrael, Oime Baruch Chacham HaRozen. One who sees a multitude of Klal Yisrael says, how much is a multitude? Says 600,000 people. So one who sees such a population says the Baruch of Baruch Chacham HaRozen, Shein Daitim Deme Zelozeh. What's this Rozim? Rozim are literally the secrets, but Baruch is the one who penetrates, who is able to understand all the various people in such a group. She'ein daitim doim zelozeh. There's no two people are alike. She'ein partzufeim doim zelozeh. Every person is different. His facial features are different. His personality is different. Ben Zoyim, the Gemara says, Ro uchlusa agav maila baharabayis. Ben Zoyim saw a tremendous multitude on the harabayis. Omar baruch hacham harozim. He made this brachu. Baruch shabaruch kol elu lisham sheni. Hu haya oimen. This is the part of the Gemara that I want to talk about. Ben Zoyim said, Kami yigis yoga adam arishin ad she nimtze ad she motze pas lechol chorash vizoyi. Says a whole lashon of it. Ad she motze pas lechol. Chorash, he had to plow, Vizori had to plant, Vikotza, Vaoma, Vidosh, Vizori, Boru, Vitochen, Vihirkid, Velosh, Vaofa. He goes through this whole process. He had to do all this in order to produce bread. Vachach Ocha, Vani, Mashkim, Mamet, Kalel, Mitukonim, Lufonai. Vikami, Yigias, Yoga, Odom, Rishna, Chemotze, Beged, Lilboish. What did Odom, Rishna have to do until he was able to don clothing that were made? Gozas, he had to shear the sheep, the love and the nipits, the tova, the orig, the achach, motze, beged, lubut, vanim, mashkim, and moitze, kol elim, to konim, lufonai. So Ben Zemi said a special thank you to the Rebbein Shalom that here he saw how much goes into the process of producing a loaf of bread, how much goes into the process of creating a garment to wear, and he said that all this was made ready for me, and he thanked the Rebbein Shalom for this. The Lashonis of it, the whole Arichus of these, this whole agricultural process, and the whole process of making the Beged is clearly reminiscent of the Lashonis of the Meleches Shabbos. First 11 Meleches Shabbos are exactly this. Chorish, Zorah, Kotzah, Ma'omer, the Ma'amer, Dosh, Zorah, Boreh, Tochen, Hirkid, Losh, Va'ofa, and the Meleches of making clothing are also the list which is mentioned in the Gemara. What is the Gemara telling us? The purpose of Shabbos and the reason why there's an issa to do malocha on Shabbos is a person, the Rebbein Shalom gives a person a world which is a raw product, and a person has to work very hard. People as a whole have to work very hard to bring raw product, to bring raw products and to turn them into a finished, to take raw products, turn them into a finished product. To take a piece of earth with seeds and turn that into a delicious loaf of bread fresh from the bakery is a tremendous project. One has to plant, one has to plow, one has to water the seeds, one has to thereafter cut, harvest, develop the winnow and all the other parts of the kneed and losh and bake the bread up to the point of baking the bread. The purpose of Shabbos is one day a week the Rebbein Shalom says let's pull back and let's recognize that all the different myriad details of the chokhmah of the world around us, the tremendous chokhmah in the agricultural part of the world, the tremendous chokhmah in the scientific world, the tremendous chokhmah in the industrial world, producing clothing, machinery that goes on, all the different chokhmahs and all the different processes that make life go round, that keep life going and that produce the things that are necessary for people to sustain life in this world, are all a cover. The word Olam, the Sfarim tell us, is from the word Helam. Toshes Choshech Vehilaylo, the David HaMelech tells us, this world is Doimel Lelaylo. Olam Habo, Shabbos is Mein Olam Habo, Shabbos is a reflection of the inner truth. All this is only a reflection of one Mitzius Pnimi, the Rotzen HaBoire, which controls the world. All the different processes, one looks up at a mountain, one looks down at a river, one sees the tremendous amount of effort and toil that goes into producing food, clothing, shelter, machinery, so on and so forth, all the different parts of the what make up the physical world around us, and a person is Isaac. And it's very easy for a person to forget himself in 6 days. A person steps back and he has 5 hours that are Me'ein Olam Haba, to recognize the inner truth, the inner harmony that makes everything work. The Ratzon HaBorei, the Oime Baruch, Oime Vayitzi, that makes everything tick. That's what Ben Zayma was seeing over here. Ben Zayma was seeing that it's not the process that's important. This, look how much effort it takes to produce a loaf of bread. And he goes through all these malachos. But as Shabbos proclaims to anybody who's willing to listen, Ben Zayma proclaimed, Baruch to the one that the Rebbein Shalom wants me to have that loaf of bread. He doesn't have to make me toil and sweat to produce that loaf of bread. I can get up in the morning and I can go to a bakery and buy the bread that I need to eat, because it's not necessary for me to invest my effort into producing that that loaf of bread. Somebody else could do it for me, and I could use my energy, my creative power, energy, and ability to learn Torah. Ben Zayma was from the Gedolei Hador. That's really the point of what the Gemara is telling us over here, this Baruch Shecholak Michochmasi Lireov. When one sees, when one perceives the truth behind everything in the world, of course there's tremendous Chochmah. Chochmah Bagoyim timing. Of course there's a tremendous amount of Chochmah in the physical world. There's a tremendous amount of energy, talent, and character necessary to be successful in the world of Olam Hazeh. But if I could put this all aside and I could see the inner essence of what's going on, I could see the inner structure, the light inside, not to just to see the arum and arum, not just to see the trappings of what Olam Hazeh offers, but I could see what's inside. I could see the loaf of bread and not the process. It says by Adam Rishon, interesting lashon of Chazal. Adam Rishon was told, "Bezeis apecha toich alechem, you're going to have to toil for your bread." The Medrash says Adam Rishon cried, I'm going to have to plant the field. Aniv, the chamori, yoichol be'evus echad, I and my chamor will have to eat from one trough. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him, b'zeh esapecha toichal lechem. The Nechama is, you're going to eat bread. You don't eat things that are created in ready-made form. An animal doesn't eat bread. An animal eats fruits, he eats vegetables, he eats... But there's nothing, there's no production. A loaf of bread is a product of a process of intelligence. Only a human mind, with its intelligence, could conjure the process of producing a loaf of bread from a stalk of grain. The animals could eat stalks of grain. A human being has to eat a finished product. That's to remind him that even in the workings of Olam Hazeh, he's here to use his mind. He's here to see the deeper meaning behind what's going on. He's here to see the Shabbos behind the Sheshes Yimei Masa. And he's here to see the loaf of bread behind this process of Dosh, Chorish, Zoyre, Koitzer, Ma'amer, etc., so on and so forth. And the Chedatzur Chazal are really teaching us. Truth is a tremendous amount of Chochmah in the natural world. But that's only Shenosan Michochmah, Lebos of Adam. Masha'enkin, on a deeper level, if one is Mireyov, one sees the Rebbeinu Shel, one perceives the truth. One perceives that all the Teva, all the Oilam is only Helam. And everything that looks like Setutza Chavelt, that there's a natural world and there's a natural order of things, but it's really only the Rebbeinu Shel speaking to us through nature, through history, through what goes on in the world. But it's really the Rebbeinu Shel trying to connect us, trying to get us rather to connect him. He's connected to us. He wants us to perceive him, to feel him consciously. Then we can raise ourselves, at least whatever Madrega we're on, that the experiences that we have in life, we should be lireyov, and the chokhmah that we have should be not a nesinas chokhmah, but it should be a chalukas chokhmah. It should be a sheared, it should be an extension of the chokhmah, the ultimate chokhmah, mipiv das esvunu, which belongs to Rebbeinu Shel. The chokhmah that we have should be an extension. We should form a relationship with him, like we said, where it's not a nesina, but it's a ring that connects. It's a link on a chain that connects us to our Creator. And that's also true with our children. We don't only impart to our children wisdom that they should have the skills necessary for life. We want them to be a hemshech of us. We want that their value system should grow out of their definition of self, should grow out of being our children. And that's why the mitzvah of kibud av va'em is so important, because the child nurtures that. If that relationship is nurtured in a healthy and loving environment, in an environment of kovod, of the mitzvah of kibud av va'em, then children grow up seeing themselves as an extension of their parents, a continuation, a hemshech of their parents, much as a yid is always supposed to perceive himself as a continuation, a hemshech of the Rebbeinu Shel himself, so to speak, kiviyachol, in this world. One last point. We know that there is sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, and there's tayag mitzvahs that we're given to Klal Yisrael. The Svarim tell us that tayag mitzvahs are connected to the ramach evorim v'shasa gidim that every person has. The truth of the matter is that the Zayin mitzvahs b'nei noyach is not an arbitrary number. Chazal tell us that there are Zayin roshei evorim, the seven major limbs, extensions of a person's body, are also, so to speak, the whole body of a person. But the chilik between the Zayin mitzvahs b'nei noyach and the tayag mitzvahs is what we're talking about, this inner level and this outer level. Goyim are given mitzvahs only sort of to provide a framework to society. Don't kill, to be faithful in a marriage, don't cheat. The world has to go round, and there has to be a basic moral system to keep the world from disintegrating. Much of what we're seeing today is just a basic lack of any definitive standard of morality. You could do whatever you want, as long as for you it's okay. So mamela, anything goes. But in truth, Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach is there to provide a definitive code of morality, but it's not a deeper level of living which gives one a relationship, a intimate and personal relationship with the one who gives those mitzvahs. The Tayag Mitzvahs, which is all the Ramach Evam V'Shasagidim, is covering every single part of a person from an internal perspective, from an internal and perspective of depth. A real relationship with the Rebbeinu Shel is from Tayag Mitzvahs. The Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach is, so to speak, the outer skeleton of the Mitzvahs of Ben Adam L'Chaver, the Mitzvahs of Ben Adam L'Malkum, but in a very, very basic, outward, sort of like a skeleton, as opposed to a person who's inside with all the internal organs. This is, again, this is the chilik between Shenosan Mei chokhmosoy lebosu v'dam, as opposed to shecholak me chokhmosoy lireb. The Rebbein Shem should give us the siyat d'shmaya to grow, and whatever chokhmah, like I said before, that we have should be on the level of a chalukas chokhmah. We should be zeichet to be l'mireyov, and to be zeichet to that his chokhmah, kibiyachol, should be nischalik. He should share of himself with us. We should be in this world an extension. Kadesh Shimcha, as we say in davening in the morning, Kadesh Shimcha, Dishe Shemecho, that we should be an extension of his Kedusha in this world, and we should be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim in everything we do.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223, or email info@thehalachacenter.org.